America Weekend.
We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say it went to number one, and that's what it is. Okay. Feels like a dream. We're missing some of this logo, but it is what it is. Okay.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
All right, so as you were doing your New Year's Eve celebrating away, did you happen to turn the TV on at all? Did you see Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Wow, it has been quite the social rage. We are now a week away from it, but it is still the topic of conversation. We're watching it, and all of a sudden, my wife realized, something's wrong. And I realized something was wrong as soon as she pulled the IFB out of her ear. Now, let's explain what that is. When you're in television, when you're even in radio, and when you're performing live, you have an earpiece. And what that earpiece is, it gives a director the opportunity to speak with you. It also gives you the opportunity to listen to audio as you're performing or as you're doing your job.
Yes.
That was the track. That was what she was going to hear. She was going to hear herself singing the song so she could then lip sync. And Dick Clark Productions, Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest, Jenny McCarthy, and everybody else,
right,
they created this back on American Bandstand. He never let anybody sing live. He wanted everyone singing the music as people heard the music on the radio. Anyway, she rips the IFB out, so right then and there, it's like she's Tom Hanks tossing the oars into the water. Wilson is gone. Let whatever happen, happen. And then stuff happened.
You know what, though? But even, and that was the second song that she had done, but even the first song was lip-synced poorly.
Yes, it was.
It was poorly done.
Yes, because she wasn't really paying close attention, and she was thrown by the sound in Times Square. I've worked in an event in Times Square. You're in Times Square, and you're speaking into a microphone. You hear yourself come back to you 15 times as it bounces off of every single one of those real big tall buildings and billboards. It can be mind-blowing. And I think she wasn't prepared for it.
Okay, but you know what? As a seasoned performer,
I mean,
this is not, you know, her first time on stage either.
No.
Or doing something like this even. She just, and I think, was it last year or 2 years ago that she also performed live for the tree lighting in Rockefeller Center? And that was another nightmare.
That was another nightmare.
I mean, it was so hard for me as someone who was a huge Mariah fan in the 90s when she first came out. And she was amazing. She had an amazing voice, be it age or some hard living or I don't know what.
I think it's a combination of a lot of things.
I think her voice is shot.
Yeah. Her voice is shot. She cannot sing
live. I don't think she can sing live anymore. I really do think her voice is shot. And, you know, while she looked great, she did, it was so unprofessional. It was so unprofessional to just stop. I mean, she just stopped dead. Her dancers are still going. They had to go get her for a lift. I was like, that's so cruel to those people. That's like, you know, you peons behind me. I'm just going to stand here because the track didn't go. You know what? If you're that big of a diva and that great, sing it, girl.
And it's live. You have to understand it's live. There's a camera focused on you, and there are as many as probably 70 million eyes on you. Actually, 140 eyes. Everybody has two.
Right.
And the idea is you still have to keep going.
Yeah.
You have these dancers up there that are left hanging. And I have another question here. It's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Where was Mr. Seacrest? He's 30 feet away. He introduces her. If you see this whole thing falling apart, I'm sorry. Life is more than just reading a teleprompter and liner cards.
You know what,
though? Get up there.
I don't blame that on him. Oh. That I would tell you that is the producer and or the as someone
director should have said, hey, get up there.
You know, and like you said, you and I have worked in broadcast in various forms for many years. I mean, that, yes, absolutely. When that track didn't start to play and she had that lost deer in the headlights look on her face, someone should have been in Seacrest ear, said, you know what? We're having technical difficulties. Get up there. We're going to go to break and we'll reintroduce her.
Right. Or get up there and kid around. Hey, you know what? We got technical issues. Just start talking to her. Have some fun with it. You're the host. Be prepared to step in and do something. If for some reason you were having trouble on the radio, let's say you started coughing like crazy here today. Am I going to just walk out? You know what? This is Kara's segment. We're in the middle of Kara's Cucina, but Kara's coughing up a phlegm ball the size of Delaware. I'm leaving because, you know, it's my 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. No, you come back. And I would hope it would be the same thing. If I'm here droning on about who knows what and all of a sudden I can't do it, you jump in.
Yeah.
It's got to save the show. That was the most interminable 3.5 minutes in the history of television.
It really was. It was. Yeah.
It was creepy. It was awful. Then the whole thing starts afterwards. Who's blaming who? She says she was sabotaged. You got Jenny McCarthy chiming in. Wait a minute. We've had our 5 minutes of Jenny McCarthy this year. We don't have to see her again until December 31st.
Yeah.
Now she's getting involved. And then it becomes this big fight. And Mariah says, I think they wanted to do it for the ratings. First of all, the audience was already there.
Right.
It wasn't like they were teasing, hey, guess what we're going to do to Mariah Carey tonight, so tune in.
Not only that, it wasn't like she was the star of the show where, you know, the Twitterverse would have exploded right off the bat and people would have tuned in to see if something else was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was the act right before you struck 12. Mm-hmm. Everybody was already watching.
Right, exactly. And I didn't see this, but I saw somebody, Al Gattulo, who's been on this show about his craft beer cast, he tweets out that she actually asked on camera, what time does the ball drop or something? I didn't see that. Supposedly,
I heard something. I heard something else about that too. That she did. She asked like what time she had to be there or what time the ball. And it was like, dude, really? Your job, not for nothing. Your job is to entertain people,
and you're being paid for this. She was not getting New York State minimum wage for the evening. She was,
which went up recently.
I know. Hey, maybe it is a good. No, but still, in all, you know, this was at least a 5 or 6 figure evening for her to show up and be there. Earn your money. And you know what? You're a performer. You've been around for 25 years. So then she says S happens in her tweet and the whole thing. And here's the other thing, too. So she puts a GIF up, you know, one of those little moving pictures.
Yes.
And you know what? Can we please not put one up from 1998? Can we at least put a contemporary picture?
My husband was laughing. He goes, I'm really impressed that she was able to get a GIF out of a VHS tape.
Yes. That's exactly what I put on Twitter, too.
Oh, you did. That was me.
Yes.
Wrong Eddie.
It was the professional Eddie, not the home love
not,
Eddie.
The
other
the
Eddie.
Home
that
Eddie.
Was me. But still, you know, put a contemporary picture up. Put something up there. Don't do that to yourself because you're compounding your own problem. Is it going to ruin her career? I don't think so. First of all, how much of a career does she really have left? I mean, they tend to do this on these shows. They reach back and they do throwback acts from 25, 30 years ago. 20 years ago, they had Kiss on. You know?
I had a friend who wrote on my Facebook page. He was like, Milli Vanilli would have been a better option. At least we know they know how to lip sync.
Yes, that would be right in their wheelhouse. And I like their music, too. I was crushed when that happened.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That was just a sad, sad thing.
But, I mean...
Wow.
I'll tell you what, if you're going to do like an 80s, 90s throwback like that, you got to get somebody who is a real band, who is used to performing. Get U2.
That's a good point. Why can't we have
Ramones.
Bands?
Get
the Ramones. Get... Well, the Ramones, for the most part, there's only one left.
That's
Marky
true.
Is the only one that's still alive. But can we have bands?
Yeah.
We don't just have to have solo acts. You know, they were big. They had Pitbull 2 years in a row before he went off and started his own gig over on Fox down in Miami.
Yeah.
All right, it's always these singular acts. We need to, Taylor Swift last year. Let's get a group. Maybe there's an issue. You know what?
Even Taylor Swift, and whether you like her or not,
I do.
Taylor Swift is a consummate professional.
Yes.
She understands who she is and what her role is as someone in the spotlight.
Well, the whole thing with Kanye that time.
She was as graceful as ever.
Exactly. And you know what? She proved herself that night. You talk about something that really just went off the tracks and wrong. That could have crushed her and ruined her career.
Right.
I forgot which award show it was. MTV.
One of those.
Video Awards, something or other. When Kanye kind of came up and tried to steal the show.
Yeah. And the other person who proved that she is a consummate professional that evening was Beyonce. When Beyonce gave Taylor the mic back to give her thank you speech.
Very good point. Very, very good point. So, yeah. So...
Get Beyonce.
Yeah, get Beyonce. I could have Beyonce. I could take a little Beyonce before the ball drops.
I bet you her and Jay would be happy to do a little duet in their home city.
There you go.
Or his home city at the very least. Come on now.
Yes. I remember, what was it, 7 years ago? I was doing an internet TV show. For some reason, I don't know why, but the next hour is the Richard Bay Show. And all of a sudden, I'm walking out of makeup to do my show, and thinking, that's Jay-Z. And you know what? It was Jay-Z. Somehow, he knew somebody who knew Richard, and as like just a payback of
a
favor.
As a courtesy, yeah.
Here's Jay-Z on set. Jay-Z is in the house today. Yes.
Yeah.
You never know who you're going to run into when you work in this industry.
Hashtag Queen Bey 2017.
There you go. Yeah, we need to get him on this show. He has not spoken with you yet. So, Mr. Bey, not Mr. Z.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I was like, are we getting Jay-Z?
No, well, we could try. Maybe we need to get Richard
Bey.
My
husband would be here in a heartbeat.
Now, Richard Bey, well, there you go. See? The other Eddie. But we have to get Richard Bey on. Richard Bey actually has been quite feisty ever since the election. And someone who's worked in TV for such a long time, he'd be somebody good to talk about with stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because he had that crazy wild live show every day in New York on Channel 9, which went national. And he had all kinds of stuff go wrong. But yet he always stepped up and he did the hour show each day.
Well, and that's right. Listen, this is still show business. And the show must go on is still the case.
And there's a real good Richard Bey story we should have him tell, and it kind of fits into this. Debbie Reynolds was supposed to be on his old show in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It's a live show. She's 35 minutes late. He didn't know what to do. He had them wheel out a piano. He started playing the piano and singing for 35 minutes.
Hey, listen, and that I can't tell you how many times. I mean, we even when I was in local news and we would get delayed somehow, and literally my director would be in my ear and go, "Dance, monkey, dance."
Yes,
you better come up with something.
Because when you boil the whole thing down, we're simply monkeys. That's all we are. We're two monkeys, but we love you. There
yes.
you go. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.